The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
It's time for our regular sustainability item. Halloween can mean scary amounts of food, textile and plastic waste. So to tell us how to have a spooktacular celebration sustainably, I'm joined by Jo Linhan, climate editor with the Sunday Times Ireland. Jo, good morning.
Morning, Pat.
It is spooky season. We'll see loads of pumpkins around. And when you look at all those pumpkins, what do you think?
I'm such a killjoy, aren't I? Pardon the pun. But yes, I absolutely love this time of year. Love Halloween, love the decorations and everything. But it is just impossible to ignore the amounts of waste. And I think there's been a real Americanization of Halloween in Ireland over the last 5 or 6 years. You'll see houses, you know, decorated amazingly and people go all out. But with that comes a lot of waste. So it's just about keeping that waste in mind when you're planning.
Now, people tend not to eat pumpkin much in this country. And in America, pumpkin pie is a big thing.
Yes.
You can get pumpkin soups and so on. What do you say to people who've never tried pumpkin?
Well, yeah, about 30% of people who'll buy a pumpkin at Halloween will never have tried it. I think it's 1 in 4 kids have never tasted a pumpkin, even though they're all decorating them right now. So I would say if you're going to get your pumpkins, fantastic. And having the real thing is wonderful at this time of year. If you can decorate them, instead of carving them, decorate them with markers or stickers. What that means is that then when Halloween's over, you can turn it into things. And there's so many great Irish cooks and chefs who have amazing you know, recipes, really simple things. Like Holly White says to just take out the seeds, add a little bit of sea salt and olive oil, put them into the oven and toast them, and you can add them to salads or have them as a very healthy snack, which is very easy. Even me as a very bad cook, I can manage that. Mm-hmm. Then you have people like Lily Higgins who have really great and very, very simple soup recipes. Good Food Ireland have a great pumpkin pie, and pumpkin pie is delicious if you've never tried it. So just think about, you know, not just putting it straight into the bin. And if you do have to put it into the bin, if you've carved it, put it into your brown bin, please, so it can be composted. But just try to mind that waste, because I think about 250,000 pumpkins will be sold by Aldi alone this Halloween, and we don't want them going into the bin.
Now, the costumes then, how can you be sustainable in the costume? A lot of people go into the stores, they buy a costume, it's worn once, and it won't fit the child next year anyway.
No.
So out into the bin it goes.
Yeah, there's about 7 million Halloween costumes put into the bin in the UK alone, which is staggering. And they're all plastic. You know, to be fair, I know kids want like the superhero or their favourite cartoon character, and parents are under a lot of pressure for that. So if there's a specific costume like that, I would say please go onto eBay, Dundeal, your local charity shop, because I guarantee you whatever costume you're looking for is there, and it's brand new, because as you say, it's probably only been used once. It's also a great way to save money because Halloween can be expensive. If you're someone who wants to do something a bit more creative, I had such a laugh this morning on BuzzFeed looking at the best homemade DIY last minute costumes. Some of my favourite ones. One parent had put their 3 kids into green, yellow and red t-shirts and drawn an M on, and they went as M&Ms, which I thought was brilliant. One lady went all in yellow with a basket full of lemons, and she was life giving her lemons. So there's really creative, fun, easy solutions out there. Check out YouTube, go on TikTok. They're all there if you can just get creative.
Yeah. Now, some people just stick their child in a bin bag.
That was me.
Cut a few holes in it. But you have to be a bit careful if they're going to a bonfire and they're wearing a plastic sack.
Exactly. And that's the thing. I think over the last few years, there's been a big push around safety because, again, so many of these costumes are plastic, very, very flammable. So just being really, really careful and avoiding that stuff if you can is best.
Now, what about the sweet treats?
Yeah.
I mean, they are wrapped.
They're wrapped in plastic, and obviously for, you know, ease of use and all of that, they're usually individually wrapped. You know, you'll get like a big box of chocolates and or jellies, and there's so much plastic wrapping, and we're still only recycling about 30% of our plastic. So this is a PSA. Remember that you can now recycle all plastics, soft, hard. So if you do have wrapping over Halloween,
if you have a box of say Cadbury's roses with the plastic, it used to be cellophane, but it's not any longer. It's cellophane is a paper product.
Yes.
Whereas it's now wrapped in plastic.
Yeah.
Typically.
Exactly. So you just recycle them. Make sure that you're not putting them into your black bin. So that's the first thing. But if you can avoid that, I would really suggest it, because again, it's just so much additional waste. So go to gozero.ie. That's a list of your local zero waste shops. And there you can buy things that aren't put in plastic. You can just buy them in paper or not individually wrapped at all. Or you can look to companies that have paper wrapping. So Tony's Chocolonely, which I'm a big fan of. Great Irish brands like Nobo. There's been great brands as part of the Kickstarter little campaign. A lot of them are in compostable or recyclable wrapping. So just looking for those small little wins to reduce
the plastic. When you think about them, the old Cadbury's chocolate bar had a paper wrapper and inside that was a foil wrapper. So you were double wrapped and people would say that's very wasteful. But all of that is sustainable because it's recyclable.
Exactly. It's so amazing to me that we actually left practices that were really good and leaned so heavily on plastic that now we're trying to reverse things. So yeah, it's just keeping that in mind when you're doing the big Halloween shop.
You must find it depressing going around the supermarket and looking at all the plastic. You know, they, because of COVID and indeed just normal hygiene, I suppose, they don't like people feeling the tomatoes and squeezing them to see if they're firm and all that. Therefore, they hide them in plastic.
I know. And then, we discussed food waste last year. Because of that, then people are buying way more than they need to. There's so much waste being generated. There is so much pressure and push now on big supermarkets to go back to either no wrapping so people can just pick up their produce, like you say, which is such a lovely way to shop, or to just go back to paper. Again, things that we would have done before that we moved away from. Getting rid of the plastic is going to be such a big challenge.
Now, finally, decorations for Halloween.
Yes. So decorations, again, one of the most fun parts. But again, there's so much plastic and I see a lot of these. The thing that's really irking me at the moment is I see these little fake cobwebs. I think it must be made from some kind of a cotton wool or something that's all over people's hedges and lawns. And I know it looks really effective, but that's going to come off. It's either going to wash down the drain or onto the road, or it's going to go into the bin. So again, thinking of things that you can invest in, again, not wasting money, and that you can use year over year. So I love to invest in ceramics. You can get great ceramic ghosts and pumpkins that you can put candles into, great low waste, and they can use them every year. Getting a beautiful wreath that you can put on your door that, again, you can pull out every year. And there's some great, you know, if you're on a budget, Tiger does amazing ceramic reusable decorations. I came across a great shop in Cork that I bought a few pieces from called Unbound. They do beautiful ceramics again and reusable things that, and again, it's creating those memories so that every year, like the Christmas decorations, I guess, you're taking them out and using them and enjoying them, not just, you know, sticking up something and putting it into the bin afterwards.
Jo Lennon, climate editor with the Sunday Times Ireland. Thank you very much. We'll have news next.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.